Morning. It's time for a weekend motivator. So here's what I want to talk about today. I get so many of you come up to me and you will say things like, just tell me where to start. I get it. Like, some of us are like desperate to figure out, like, how do I bust this plateau? How do I get back on track? How do I come off vacation? All the things. Like, I want you to think about that moment. And if you're not in that moment right now, do not stop this video. You take notes. Because there is always a day when we get off the path we're on and we just want someone to say, like, tell me what to do. Well, I don't do that with you guys. I'm not going to sit there and be like, well, just do this, this, and this. Because all that does is that makes you dependent upon me and my brain. I want to help you with your brain. So if you're sitting around and you're like, I just don't know what to do with my weekends. I just don't know how to get started here. I'll tell you what I always tell people when I coach, and you can watch this pattern come up. I will always say, well, tell me what you're not doing. Guys, quit fucking around thinking that you don't know what to do. Every one of you know what to do. The reason why you say, I don't know what to do next, just tell me, because you're so afraid, you're just not going to be able to do the big picture anyway. Oh, shit. Y'all, you know it's authentic when I'm oh shitting, because, like, I don't know. Oh my God, not only did this bird just fly through here, it just took a fucking wicked dump. Like, that thing looks like Jurassic Park. Oh, you can tell I'm not in Nashville. I'm having a panic. Oh, there's another one of them. Guys, look. It's probably like a crane or something, but he looks violent. All right, so let's get back to what I was talking about. I want you guys to think about the reason why you would be like, just tell me what to do. It's because you use not being on plan or being confused as an indicator that something's going wrong, rather than just an indicator of time to try something. So I always ask people one simple question. Well, tell me what you're not doing. Like, just tell me what you're not doing. And people will give me a list of things that they're not doing. And guess what I do? I don't pick the perfect one. You know why? Because I don't know the perfect one. You know what I do? I pick one of the things that you're not doing, and I ask you, okay, so why aren't you just making your 24-hour plan? And that right there, that one question, tell me what you're not doing, pick one of those things, and why aren't you doing it, will always tell me what you need to work on. And you will usually say, like with a 24-hour plan, well, I just don't seem to follow them. Okay, so then obviously the next step is going to be to make 24-hour plans and keep making them until you get to where you can follow them. Or you can make some 24-hour plans and quit and never learn how to follow them. This ain't no fucking rocket science, guys. I don't need to get a fancy-ass PhD or whatever to figure out the only way that you learn how to follow a 24-hour plan is to continue to make them when you don't freaking want to. And then decide, like, if I'm going to keep making them, I'm either going to make myself start following them and let that be the next uncomfortable step, or be like, oh, I think I get it. Every time I make a plan, I'm making it as if my best self is going to shoot rainbows and daisies out my ass and follow it. No, I probably need to do the realistic one, which I will not want to do. Which I will have tons of judgment and stuff. But since I'm already sitting around judging myself for being off plan, maybe I should just fucking make the realistic plan and judge myself there. Because you know what? There's probably a result at the end of that one. That's it. So when you don't know what to do, you just need to tell yourself, hey man, I'm already scared, so I might as well be doing something I'm scared of doing, rather than sitting around scared I'm never going to figure it out. That is the next step. Literally. So here's what I challenge all of you. I challenge you first to tag your accountability partners, your accountability partner, your group, your Marco Polo posse, your all the things. Have them watch this. You guys discuss it. You ask yourselves, is there anything that I am not doing right now that will move me forward that I can start? And when you have that, I want you to break it down to, and what would be the easiest way to get it started? What is step one of that one thing? And then you do that. And you commit to your group. and you let your group continually every week ask you that question until you're on a roll. But guys, y'all need to be watching these videos and discussing them. And if you need some help or you don't know what's going on, post in the comments of this video. Go over to Ask Coaches. Say, I watched this video. Here's the answers to my questions. Here's what I'm thinking. And this is one of the things this is the bonus challenge. If I was going to solve my own problem, the first thing I would do is this. Get your brain used to making the attempt to solve your own problem before you default and think somebody outside of you is smarter than you, is better than you, is anything. I want you guys to learn how to do this yourself. My goal is not to teach you how to rely on me for the rest of your life. My goal is to teach you how to be your queen, how to be your own coach. Like, I just think that's so important. Okay, guys, have a good one.